Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to 9 to 5 with Dr. David Orman.
And Lisa Lytle.
And today's show is 9 Minutes to Happiness. And I wanted to say, I kind of got caught in the middle of a thought there. It's perfectly timed that today is 9 Minutes to Happiness because in somewhere between 2 o'clock, which is right now, and 8 o'clock, $1,174 worth of GoPro camera stuff that I won, yes, won, or we won, will be arriving at my house, and I cannot wait.
Yay! Time for celebration.
What does it mean to create happiness, and why are there so many people who seem to be not so happy? What needs to happen in a person's life to experience happiness? Undoubtedly, we have different views on this. Here's my view on it. Inherently, naturally, a person is very happy. We're built to be happy. Over time, we learn not to be. It kind of reminds me of when you have a nice, clean, clear desk, and then you start throwing more and more and more and more and more and more junk on top of it. So what would the junk be? You're angry at your neighbor. You're worried about the bill. You're upset about this. You're dwelling about what happened 3 weeks ago. You're concerned what's going to be happening a month from now. And all of those thoughts simply cloud the path to happiness. What do you think?
I would have to say absolutely I agree.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
No, I mean, I think I am generally a very, very happy person. And the rare moments when I am not, it's usually because I'm focused on something that I don't like to do, that's coming up, for instance, taxes.
Well, you weren't for work. You're not your usual happy self this morning.
No.
What happened and how did you get to the point where you're back to normal happy you?
Well, I woke up feeling just a little bit off. And the first thing I started thinking about was what I just mentioned, taxes. Oh, the stack of paperwork I must go through, which truly is a waste of time, in my personal opinion. And I have a really difficult time coming to grips with the fact that I must waste my time to do this. And then I realized all I'm doing is draining energy for something that, A, it's just got to be done. I mean, there's no way around that. And B, the more I dwell on it, I could have already gotten some of that work finished. So moving away from those thoughts, getting back into what are the things I'm going to be doing this week that I'm really excited about, putting my focus on that, and recognizing that regardless of my feelings about that situation, I can't change it. So move on to the things that make me happy. I've got a meeting this afternoon about a songwriting group. I'm talking to some kids at school. So just things that really I'm passionate about. That's how I did it.
I constantly mention one of my favorite films of all time called Stranger Than Fiction. And it is, and I mention it because it's so much a reflection on life and how to deal with happiness. And the short of it is this: what you say and that constant dialogue that's in your head is how you're living your life. And if your constant dialogue is negative, not only in terms of the words, but the mannerism in which you're speaking. So if you're speaking like this, you know your energy is going down. But if you're speaking in a different way, it's going to have a different reaction. And I highly recommend, if you haven't seen it, go check that out. It's Will Ferrell and among others. Stranger Than Fiction, it so much reflects on how life is reflected back to us. So it comes back to us, and it's that inner dialogue that really matters.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing I find most interesting about that movie example is that when he starts to kind of start, he delves into areas of his life that he's always kind of ignored the prompting to do so. And when he starts to do that, things start to open up for him, and he starts to really enjoy his life. And I think that is really key when you can, you know, if you've been putting off, let's say, opening a blog page, writing, or you've been putting off taking that dance class or painting class, or you've put off, I don't know, whatever your thing is, mountain climbing.
Just doing what you love.
Yeah. And saying, I'm not going to wait any longer because my life is important now and I want to enjoy those things now. I think it really taps into an energy that can spread throughout other things in our life that we feel we have to do.
In terms of natural medicine, the substance that is most close, or the organ, I should say, that's most closely aligned with dealing of happiness, of course, is the heart. When we think of happiness, we think of heart. In fact, we even use it in our vocabulary. I have a healthy heart. I have a happy heart. You know, my heart is shining today, whatever the case may be. And there are certain substances which can help bring back that zip, that zest, and I can't think of another Z word off the top of my head, into our lives. And one of them is called Ziziphus spinosa. And I will put it on our site at hghplus.net/BTRlisteners. And Ziziphus, it looks like little seeds, something like that a bird would eat. And you would either crush them up, you can boil them up, or you can get them where they come in capsules already. And what they do is add energy, electricity to the heart so that it begins to operate in that ideal or optimal range. And when it's operating in that optimal or ideal range, that's when a person's spark comes to life. The other thing is, if you look at your wrist toward the pinky side, so I'm looking at my left hand right now. It would be the far left, so from kind of the base of the hand, all about an inch along the forearm, on the right hand side. If you're looking at your left hand, and again, about an inch, that's called the heart line. And if you massage that area, that will provide chi or ki or electricity, energy to the heart itself, which helps to create that, I feel like me, I'm ready to tackle the world on, I'm ready to go. There's also one more substance, but we've run out of time. You have to go to hghplus.net/BTRlisteners, and I will post that as well.
I was going to say, we did start probably a minute late, unfortunately.
We couldn't get
on. Blog Talk Radio.
That's true.
It wasn't our fault.
All right, I'll do it. It's also fantastic for the eyes. It's called lutein, and it is one. I had written an article about it about 3 months ago, and it is spectacular for increasing motivation and also to strengthen the heart. And the side effect, you know, we usually think a side effect is something terrible, but this side effect is actually it strengthens vision and the eyes itself. Lutein, very inexpensive. You could get it in any health food store. You've been listening to Another 9 to Find with Dr. David Orman.
And Lisa Lytle.
May your day be filled with happiness.
Happiness.
Talk to you next week.